Hi everybody, Michelle from Blue Sounds here. Just thought I'd update you on my week with regards to my drawing. While I'm sitting here, standing here, cutting up some onions for some rhubarb chutney I'm making. I finally decided to get the some of my frozen rhubarb out of the freezer and try a recipe. Hopefully I like it. So anyway, what have I been doing? Well, I finally finished my city one. I'll probably put that up on my Facebook page called Hearts Alive Museum and Art Gallery fairly soon. This week I've been working on Ilana. I finished that today, so it's the picture of her holding up her sword, which is glowing, and she's in full armor, which is green. Top, pants, cloak with a yellow medallion, gray helmet with green leaves, kind of a center. But anyway, yes, the sword is glowing, and she's holding it over her head and kind of looking at it. She's still in awe of it at this time. There's on one side of her, there are shrubs that are fairly low to the ground, and on the other side there's a nice tall tree, and the ground is fairly hilly. So anyway, I finished that today. Fairly pleased with it. It's the actual first time that I did her picture, and I've been happy with it. So I'm going to keep that at least for a while, because that helps me envision her. Then I have just finished inking the tail of the runaway toenail. Well, not the whole series, but one of the pictures. It's of a grapevine. And there's a speech balloon that says, "What shall we do?" or that will say. And the toe is quite swollen. And there's some exclamation marks. In a kind of a balloon around it that's kind of spiked. And the toenail's kind of off to the one side. So, yeah. Then what else am I working on? A picture of Scarlet Fira, who is another member of the Elementals in my book. I've only got her torso and part of her leg done. So that's about it. So yeah, it's been quite a busy day, or not day, week, with my art. Got a little bit of poetry written. Thought of a new character. He's kind of in behind the scenes, by the name of Shocky. If anyone knows if that has a meaning, please get back to me. I've done some research, and I don't think, get back to me, and I can't find it. S-H-O-T-K-E. This is spelling. So, and he is the epitome of chaos or evil in my series. So anyway, it's been quite the week with regards to creativity. I hope you'll come back for another Fanciful Friday. And hopefully I won't be crying. Almost. Okay, so may your journeys be safe. Take care and God bless. Bye for now.